You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. Our associate pastor is Father Steve Gira. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The Feast of the Ascension, which we celebrate today, is a bit of a signal to us that the Easter season for this year is winding to a close. One more week, and we finish off this season with the celebration of Pentecost. And one can imagine Jesus leaving those early disciples and them probably saying, "Jesus, don't leave us now. Stay with us." And maybe even holding on to him in some way. But Jesus said, "I will not leave you orphans. I will leave you a gift. The gift of my very own Spirit." This is the gift we are preparing to celebrate on next Sunday. But the question that comes to my mind as we approach Pentecost and celebrate Jesus' departure and yet his staying with us in the power of the Spirit is this question: are we ready? Are we ready to open our hearts to the gift of God's Holy Spirit? It's not that we're waiting for the Spirit to come for another week, that we have to wait till Pentecost till that Spirit is poured forth on the church, because of course that happened 2,000 years ago. But are we ready today as disciples to more fully open our hearts to the power of that Spirit? Because as you look at the world, don't you ask yourself, why is it, if the Holy Spirit, that transforming gift of Jesus, the risen Lord, has been poured upon the world, why are we in such straits as we are today? Why haven't things changed? Why aren't things better than they are? Why are we stuck in the same old human ruts? Is it God's fault? Should we blame God? Because God isn't answering our prayers when we say, "Come, Holy Spirit, renew the face of the earth"? Or is it because really, we're not ready yet? We're not prepared yet for the consequences of opening our lives to the power of the Spirit. St. Paul put it well in the second reading. I love these lines. He said, "May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation." Revelation. And this line: "May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened." May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened. Did you know you have eyes in your hearts? We say it sometimes. You see with your heart. It's different, isn't it, than just seeing with your eyes and your head or seeing with your mind. To see with your heart, which is to see with the spirit of love for all. If we open our lives to the Spirit, then our inner vision, our inner eyes of our hearts will begin and grow slowly but surely to see as God sees. And that's what exactly we don't want. We don't want to see as God sees. You know why? I will have to change the way I'm living. Don't we often just prefer things the way they are? The way we've defined life and the way we've ordered our daily life and the boxes we put around our life, and that's secure and that's safe. And to open our lives to this spirit that's wind that blows in from somewhere and you don't know where it's going, that is a scary deal. Because how will that spirit blow into my life and cause me to see in ways that will not enable me to keep on living in the same old patterns? You know, it's like living your life in a room with four walls. And all of a sudden, somebody blows open the door that you didn't know was there, and outside, you see a whole different world that you didn't know was there. It's been there all along. You never discovered it because you never went outside, never saw it differently. And once you've gone outside that room, can you ever go back and live in those confining four walls again? No. You can't go back. Think of it. Think of the enlightenment experiences you've had. Call them the aha moments. The moments when you say, oh, now I get it. You know, someone comes at something from a different angle that you didn't see. It's discovery. It's seeing in a new way. And once you see something in a new way, you can never look at it in the old way again. And that can be the frightening part of the transformational power of God's Spirit. And therefore, sometimes we balk and we step away and we say, God, don't mess with me. Leave things the way they are, please. And the Spirit of God can't work in us if that's our approach. It's sort of like a picture puzzle. You know, one of these 10,000-piece puzzles. On the front of the box, there's the picture you're trying to create. And so you're looking for all the pieces that fit together to make that picture. That's the way we set up our lives. We got a picture in mind, and we're getting this piece and that piece to make that picture. And then we listen to Jesus. Then we study the Scriptures. Then we reflect and we pray. And then we open our hearts and say, come, Holy Spirit. And all of a sudden, all those pieces are blown off the table because the picture is different. And the old pieces don't fit into the new picture. We need new pieces. Because we're making a new vision. So all the old pieces don't work anymore. And that's the transformational power of the Spirit. All those old pieces that we used to rely on, all those old pieces that have controlled humanity for generations, pieces that spoke of the vision of biases and prejudices for religious purposes, racial discrimination of any kind, those pieces don't work anymore in the new picture. Ways of solving problems through force or violence or fear, those don't work anymore. You can't use those pieces in this new picture. We have a week till Pentecost. The question is before every one of us, do I really want to invite God's Spirit to blow the stuff around in my life, to change me, and to cause me to have to live differently? That's a powerful question. Because if we want to keep everything the same, we probably best not say, come, Holy Spirit. That gift of the ascended Lord will not keep things the same at all. When we see with God's vision, we begin to see all the world, as St. Paul said, as one, united in the risen Christ. It is a unitive picture. It's looking out at the world with a different set of eyes that sees every person, every being as God's own creation, not as separate, but as one with me. And that changes me. It changes the way I have to relate to everybody. So here's my invitation to all of us this week. Take a long, loving look at everyone and everything around you, and pray for the gift of the Spirit to see as God sees. But to do so, we'll need to take time to look at all the people and all the beauty that we rush past in the fury of our daily pace. Take a long, loving look into your child's eyes. Children, take a long, loving look at your mom and your dad and your sisters and your brothers. Take a long, loving look at the beauty of these spring flowers, of the dogwoods. And yes, a long, loving look at your dog, maybe too. And the beauty of that face that we take for granted, that companionship. A long, gentle, loving look with God's eyes and see how everything belongs to me and I to everything else. And what does that mean for how now I relate and behave towards all of the beings that God has given us? Will we have to change? I'm sure of it. But when you look out at the world, wouldn't you say we need a little change? Wouldn't you say we need a little transformation? Don't you think things need to be different if we're really going to experience life to the full, as Jesus promises us? It all begins with me.